That's a culture that not everyone's cut out for, and that's okay, right? So that happens in organizations. Not everyone's cut out to be necessarily in this particular culture. But let's talk about it honestly and just keep everyone's dignity intact along the way.
Welcome to the Spartan DECA series on Spartan Up with Jared Cogswell, Director of Sport, and Yancey Culp, Director of Programming.
Hey, thanks for tuning in, everybody. This is part two of our interview with Ralph Reyes, sharing his lessons as a fitness professional leader.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Duralane, a single injection that may provide up to 6 months relief from osteoarthritis knee pain. Risks can include general knee pain and pain at the injection site. You can see full prescribing information at Duralane.com.
I want to switch gears a little bit here because one, you've had a remarkable career in the fitness industry. I mean, let's face it, guys like us have had the fortunate opportunity to be paid for their passion. You know, we're passionate about fitness, whether and it doesn't matter what genre it is, right? What are the things that you could give as advice to somebody who wants to play and work and build a career in the fitness industry?
Yeah, you know, I think number one is be respectful. Be respectful of everybody. You know, whether they can help you or you're trying to help them. I think that, you know, my experience at Club Sport, where we were, you know, a large company, $104 million. I was the senior vice president of, you know, the company, and you know, a lot of people wanted to talk to me and, you know, interact. And, you know, when that company was sold and I worked for a different company that wasn't as big, you got to see who were the genuine people who really, you know, who really cared about you. But the people that did were, you know, a lot of like showing respect to everybody, whether it's vendors or it's employees or whoever, I think is really what his, been so meaningful to me over these, you know, as I've transitioned jobs a couple times here, because, you know, people want to help you, right? And you never know who you're going to need help from. So if you're respectful and you really show that you care other people kind of along the way, then they'll be there for you when you need them.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't go without saying, leisure sports, was, you know, definitely one of the major fitness industry players, around the globe. And, when you look back at the top producers, within the fitness industry, I think we all look back, with pride. You know, Ralph was the senior vice president of leisure sports. Steve Gilmore was just an amazing visionary. I mean, the things that we learned from Steve, we would have a good idea and all of a sudden it would be like 10x because of Steve's vision, but some wonderful people. And the other thing that I think, you know, to, you know, maybe bolster that answer too is, gosh, every single one of the people that worked on our team was just filled with passion to positively impact others, you know, and yeah. You know, that's the thing I remember the most about leisure sports and working for you. And it's just, I think it was definitely a special time for all of us.
Yeah, no, I totally agree, Jared. I think that, you know, I believe you and I, and others for sure, but you and I developed, I would say, one of the first performance centers within a club up at Club Sport, Oregon. You know, Yeah. You and Brian and I had that idea. Brian Amador was another key player in that, right. In that world. And, you know, you and I did that pitch on, hey, here's what we think we can do. We can do a performance center in a club rather than having to do a standalone. And you're right. I mean, Steve Gilmore said, all right, guys, let's see it. So, and it worked out really well. And now it's, you know, I'm not saying that because we did that, other people did it, but we were one of the first to be able to put that together in a club. So, I mean, now it's super common to see that.
Yeah, we built something I think we're all proud of. We are always proud of the existing product and being that athletic resort. But gosh, we really created almost a separate environment, fitness environment within that big environment. And it, just the vibe when you walked into those edge facilities within the club sport was definitely something remarkable for the industry. Going back to leadership, Ralph, what do you feel, you know, looking back on your career, whether it be through others or lessons you've learned yourself, what are the biggest learning lessons and takeaways for you as a leader?
Well, you know, first, I want to say, Jared, you are very kind about saying what you've learned from me. I've learned a ton from you, and the energy that I've gotten from you and the example you've set in the industry, man, I'm like right there with you, you know? And I think that, you know, from a leadership standpoint, I think really it's about setting strategy and then letting people like, okay, here's the point we want to get to. Let's all agree on that point. But I'm going to let you decide the path you want to do to get there, right? So as long as you and I decide, here's our end result. Our end result is we want to do this much in revenue. We want to, you know, whatever that strategic point is. But you know what? I'm going to let you go ahead and decide what that map looks like. You know, we're going to talk about it and we're going to work it through together. But I think letting people have ownership on their areas because of what you said, right? When you got the right people and they've got the passion and they've got the knowledge, then they're going to know the right thing. So I think the thing I've learned is that let that run a little bit. And it may go off course a little bit here, but you know what? You're just working together to kind of create those guide rails so that, you know, people can do the thing that they enjoy doing. And I think that's what keeps the team fired up, right? And I think the other thing is just being like, you know, being brutally honest with people, right? Being kind, but being honest, right? So if something's not going well, talk about it early. Talk about it up front, you know? Wait, don't let it fester. Don't let it boil. Just, you know what? But do it with kindness. You know what I mean? So I think that very early in my career, I was direct without a good spin, right? So I think I've learned to be direct with better presentation that really takes into consideration how the person's going to receive it, right? Because at the end of the day, I want to communicate that, but I want to leave you motivated. I want to leave you feeling like you want to do more and be better, right? And there's points where, you know, in our careers where we've had to separate with people and, you know, we've both had to do that. And hopefully they go so you can separate in a manner that everybody maintains their dignity and respect because you've been upfront. You know, I mean, not everybody's cut out to be a Marine, right? I mean, that's a culture that not everyone's cut out for, and that's okay, right? So that happens in organizations. Not everyone's cut out to be necessarily in this particular culture. But let's talk about it honestly and, you know, just keep everyone's dignity intact along the way. I think those are things. It's not about winning or losing, right? I think you learn that early that, you know, it can feel like I've got to beat this person. Well, really, it's about how do we both win, right? How can I create a situation where the outcome is we both win?
Yeah, I love that. You know, you had me smiling with a little laughter underneath because when we're talking about being direct, yeah, I've had a few of those direct conversations with Ralph. I remember, in fact, let me share one with you that I remember. You said, hey, the first time I tell you something, it's on me, okay? The second time, you know, it's on you. The third time, I'm pissed. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it now. And you know, Yancey and I have been talking a lot about leadership as of late and communication and so forth. And I think we've all evolved and grown as leaders. And, you know, the phrase that Yancey uses that I think is really good is graciously direct. You know, if you're graciously direct, that's where you're getting that win-win. And I think the other thing that we've realized too over time is like, you got to play with this too. You know, it can't just be about the numbers. It can't just be about, you know, here's the job description, responsibilities, and tasks. It's about who's underneath there. And, you know, maybe they're having a hard day, you know, or maybe they're doing their hardest, that they're doing everything they can to succeed. And we're just, sometimes we just got to recognize the effort. And, I think from where we were back in the 90s, you know, Ralph and Jared working together to where we are today, I think, you know, I think we're filled with probably a lot more humility these days than then.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. And I think, you know, just to add on to that, Jared, I think that one thing that, you know, we both always look for people is, do they at the foundation, do they care? Do they care about the company? Do they care about the position? Do they care about, you know, their teammates? And if they do, then there's a lot of latitude, right? There's a lot of patience, because, and then it's like exercise, right? I mean, not everyone's ready to do the weighted burpee on day one. You know, sometimes you got to progress, right? Let's just start with a progression. And it's that way with work task, you know? Mm-hmm. And okay, so, but if you could see that they care and they take pride in their work, then great. We're going to work together for a long time on the progression, and we're going to talk about that. And I think that's a real differentiator right off the bat. And you can see that with who the different people are. So I guess that's just wanted to add. That's another thing I learned pretty early is what's the level of care the person has for the position in the company.
Yeah, so important.
We'll be right back to this interview, but first a message from today's sponsor, Durolane. You know that knee pain can really slow you down. Sometimes that knee pain is due to osteoarthritis, a disease that affects some 14 million Americans. Learn about osteoarthritis knee pain and how to alleviate it at oaknepainrelief.com. You'll find information there about non-surgical, non-opioid treatments for osteoarthritis knee pain that may help delay the need for knee surgery. One treatment you'll find there is Durolane, a single injection that may provide up to 6 months of relief from osteoarthritis knee pain. It's indicated for the treatment of mild to moderate osteoarthritis knee pain when conservative treatments have not worked. Risks can include general knee pain and pain at the injection site. Full prescribing information is at Durolane.com. Spartans say no to limits. You can learn more at oaknepainrelief.com. That's oaknepainrelief.com. All right, back to the interview.
Last couple questions here, Ralph. If you could be remembered for one thing as it relates to the fitness industry, because you have been, you know, ultra connected to the industry, you've been a longtime successful fitness veteran, people look up to you. What is that one thing that you want to be remembered for?
That I cared about people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I cared about people, I cared about the industry, and I tried to do the right thing by people. I think that's the most important thing to me.
Good. Yeah, I like that. And so speaking of competitions and keeping yourself intrinsically motivated, inspired, what's your next endeavor? Like, what do you want to accomplish fitness-wise personally?
Well, you know what? I have got this ridiculous training log. It's an Excel sheet that goes back 19 years, and that I've been logging all my stuff.
And does it have graphs and charts? Because this guy's the master of the chart and graph.
You can't even imagine how many charts and graphs this thing's had. It's evolved and it's changed. So for me, like, you know, I want to hit my 6,000 bike miles this year. And I want to hit my 1,200 run miles. So that's kind of so now we're in the October. I'm starting to chart out, like, what do I got to do these last 3 months to be able to hit that? So that's this short-term goal. Then I think it's really about, I want to really get out and explore some of these rails to trails opportunities that are out there, like these converted railway lines. Mm-hmm. That have been converted to bike trails. Like you can go from Chicago to Seattle on an old railway line. It's about 80. That's about 80% complete. Something like that. And there's a conservancy that's helping to build through states. So like the entire length of Washington State you can ride your bike on this trail line. So
that's awesome.
I know. It's like cool stuff like that, right? So I think for me, like the next thing is I wanna be able to explore some of those things. I definitely wanna do a DECA event this coming year. As things are opening up, I've been playing around with some of the things, getting a little bit prepared for the different stations. And, you know, I've been talking about that. So I definitely want to do a DECA event, at least one, in this coming year. That's kind of my short term, and really staying healthy and, just keep getting after it.
Well, we're finally able to work our way into California, so we're definitely excited about that, and I'm excited to see you at one of our events, because I know DecaFit's going to be perfect for Ralph Reyes, especially with his running background. You know, Ralph, I think it goes without saying too. You know, you from a professional standpoint, I've always looked up to you. I appreciate the advice and the camaraderie we've had together for so many years, also as a friend. I think everything you've done personally on the fitness side, your discipline with nutrition and those types of things. Okay, you would never guess that Ralph Reyes is 58 years old by looking at him and seeing how he competes out in the fitness world. But I think the other thing that I want to mention too is you as the family man. Just unbelievable, like your wife, Elizabeth, you've been together, high school sweethearts. Mm-hmm. You've raised two amazing kids, and you guys have all lived this really awesome fit lifestyle together. Anything you want to say to that?
You know what? Yeah, I will say that incredibly fortunate that, you know, the kids got on the lifestyle bandwagon, right? Because they, you know, I mean, get kids in middle school, they can go any direction. And luckily they chose the athletic route. And it was really about, you know, especially for my daughter, it was about building confidence, right? Because kids that are athletic, confident athletically, are typically pretty confident in other areas of their life. And kids that are confident make good decisions. They make better decisions. They're not as prone to peer pressure and those things. So that was really important to me, that the kids felt good about themselves physically and athletically. It wasn't about being the best. It was about just having that confidence. And then they kind of ran with it, you know, and they had a lot of fun with it. And, you know, it's so funny because I told you my son's getting married. And so we've got a new member of the family, his fiance. And so she's really gotten to understand sort of this raised lifestyle is like, you know, that the fear of joining that turkey trot family, you know, that is that it? But that's us. And, you know, getting out and riding bikes together. And, you know, the kids aren't like, they're not as nutty about it as I am. And my wife isn't either. But, you know, being able to get out and, you know, hike and, you know, do different things. Actually, we're getting ready to do a family MyZone challenge for their Augie's Quest. Yeah. So I signed the family up as a team. And that includes, you know, our new daughter-in-law. And then we needed a couple other friends to be able to round out the seven. But they're all pumped about it. They're all excited about it, to see what we can do and see if we can beat up some other clubs, just our family. So yeah, that'll be pretty cool. But luckily, you know, I think just, you know, kids in general, and I would love to have more impact on this just kind of in our club environments of helping middle school and high school kids get active. You know, we didn't even get a chance to get into that. But that is just so important for these guys to be able to help them make good decisions going forward through those formative years.
Yeah, that reminds me, Joe DeSena just released his book about building resilient children. And he's definitely an advocate of physical fitness. There's no doubt. Well, listen, Ralph, again, I can't thank you enough. This was a real treat for me. And I'm bummed that Yancey wasn't here, because then you'd have three energy fests going on at the same time. But I know he got a chance to meet you last week when we were all in Dallas. But appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing for the industry. Appreciate you as a friend. And I'm looking forward to further connecting into the future, brother.
Oh, man, me too, Jared. And, you know, right back at you on all that stuff. We go back so far, and it's a very special relationship, and I appreciate where we're at. And thank you so much for having on the podcast. It was very flattering to be asked, and always awesome to be able to talk fitness with you for a little bit.
All right. Thanks again, Ralph. Appreciate you.
All right. Talk to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the DECA series on Spartan Up Podcast. Spartan Up is your partner in resilience for mind, body, and spirit. We're here 3 days every week. Tuesdays, you can find Joe DeSena, founder and CEO of Spartan, interviewing biohackers, business leaders, authors, and athletes. Thursdays and Saturdays, catch episodes from our DECA, Endurance, Trail, Combat, and La Ruta series. Do you know someone who needs a little nudge? Maybe they could use some motivation, tactics to be stronger, healthier, happier, more successful. Tell them about our show. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave us a comment. We want to know who's watching and who's listening. Thanks. See you next time. This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Duralane, a single injection that may provide up to 6 months relief from osteoarthritis knee pain. Risks can include general knee pain and pain at the injection site. You can see full prescribing information at Duralane.com.